A crucial day of practice in Flowery Branch today, December 2nd, as the Falcons look to turn around their season. And that all starts with this weekend's matchup against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The series between the two teams is tied 22-22. And yes, this is a very important game for the Falcons to win, but they will approach it just like they've approached every game since day one, with a championship mindset.
I mean, that's really the truth of it. And that's kind of the mentality, you know, we've stressed, you know, throughout this whole season is a championship week prep. And, you know, this week's no different, and it's upon us. You know, we have to win. And, you know, going down there, a division game, you know, that's a big deal. And, you know, we're going down there to win.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I believe in what we got. I believe in the game plan. I believe in every man on this team. And we all understand what we are facing against. So we just got to be all in with each other.
This road game will be the first road game in almost a month since the Falcons went out to San Francisco before the bye week, and a change of scenery may be beneficial and exactly what the Falcons need.
Yeah, you know, it'll be fun to get on the road again. We haven't done it in a while. Road games are always a fun challenge. You know, you feel like, you know, kind of us against the world when you go on the road, and I always love that style, that atmosphere, that environment, so. It'll be good for us to get ready to do it. You never know when you'll have to do it down the road.
Your injury update for today. Chris Chester, Justin Durant, and Leonard Hengerson were all held out of practice today in some form or another. Devin Hester is a day-to-day decision. He's eligible to play in this weekend's game, though. And Devontae Freeman back in practice today and good to go for the game. And while he wishes he could have played last Sunday with the Vikings, he's very happy with the protocol that's put into place for concussions.
I feel like they did a great job, you know. Just let me know how much they care. Safety first, from the coach staff to the trainers, the NFL, the doctors, everyone, you know. So I really feel safe.
Today, fullback Patrick DeMarco was named the Atlanta Falcons Man of the Year and is the team's nominee for the 2015 NFL Walter Payton Man of the Year. The award is one of the most prestigious awards in the sports world, and it's given to those who give back to the community both on and off the field. The winner will be announced February 6th. Thanks for joining us on This Branch Report. I'm Ashley Rose.